Okay, next we'll continue with the efficacy of recovery sprays to auxin injury on cotton.
Thank you, Doctor. As you said, my name is James Griffin. Today I'm going to talk about the efficacy of recovery sprays to auxin injury on cotton. My co-authors are Dr. Morgan, Adele Mott, Dr. Ritchie, and Dr. Seth Bird. So first off, why are we doing the study? What brought the study about? As we know, there are more and more acres being planted to auxin-resistant traits, namely 2,4-D and dicamba thin list and Extendimax traits. In Texas, the market share has grown a great deal. I think within the last year, 40%. Now it's up to 65%. And for the other states, you know, as well, it's grown tremendously. Also, as we know, it's going to continue to increase, much like the Roundup Ready system did in the late 90s. There will still be more and more acres planted to the auxin-resistant, and probably as high as 95%, like we're seeing in soybeans and corn. But the point in saying that is there's no cross-resistance. So whereas you may have Enlist and Extendimax side-by-side, drift will still injure either one of those. We also know there's going to continue to be off-site movement. That's just a fact. Hopefully not. Hopefully we can reduce that through educational programming. So the goal of this essentially was to identify the products that will minimize the economical loss or yield to either the dicamba or 2,4-D. So for the materials and methods, this is basically, I want to emphasize this too, is basically two different studies. We had a dicamba study and had 2,4-D. The methodology was very similar used in both studies. So for the dicamba side, we'd use a tenth rate, 1.28 ounces of Ingenia. And then a 4-pound 2,4-D was used, which was 0.08 fluid ounces. And overall, the treatments, except, of course, the untreated control, was sprayed with the auxin, and then the commercial available recovery products were used. The rates of the 1/200th rate was used because of previous studies. This was about the minimum amount of rate of that could injure from off-site movement, whether it be tank contamination, volatility, or temperature inversions. So that's why we went with those rates. I also want to let you know this is the first year of the study. So we kind of use a wide approach to the products that we used. And the three main groups, if you will, that we use are plant growth regulators, nutritionals, of course, and then what we classified as other hormonal products, the cytokine and IVA products. Didn't bulletize this, but the reason why we went with these products is we know in industry, with retail and distributors, these products are being recommended. So when the off-site movement happens, whether it be beans or cotton, particularly for this study, retailers are going out making recommendations. Hey, maybe if we try this foliar type product, we can help alleviate that. So that's some of where this is originated from. So the products evaluated. Again, it's Nepaquat, Pentvia, Palisade, Megafol, Radiate, Coron, Finish Line. Then we had a combination or tank mix of In Demand and Avantagro. The last treatment there is actually would be the other hormonal and the nutritional as well. The rates on the right-hand side, I kind of went through that kind of quick. I didn't know the rates, but there they are. So methods and materials continued. After the first application, the initial application, the auxin to induce injury, 7 days later, there was the recovery spray, if you will. And then after that, 7 days later, visual observations were made just to get a rough feel of how bad the injury is. Many of you consultants, extension agents have been on these calls, and the first question we always get is, how bad is my cotton hurt or my beans hurt or what have you? And so we get that question a lot, and really it's hard to say at that point. And then we did end of the season visual observation. It was 7 days prior to harvest aid application. After the harvest aid application, 7 days later, we come in, and on each plot, each replicated treatment, we pull 5 consecutive plants to do yield mapping, fruit placement, height, node counts. The idea there was we were trying to see when the cotton plant itself would start putting back on fruiting positions. We were trying to look at height to node. Of course, that would tell us how much stress the cotton plant was still under or wasn't under. And then finally, the statistical comparisons that I did or are about to show you were used using Tookie-Cramer pairwise comparison method. So first, the dicamba. The yellow line is your yield. And it's important to note on this slide, there was no statistical difference between the untreated controls or any of the treatments, whether it was just a dicamba alone. So you see the yield. There are some numerical differences. For the dicamba treatments, the PGRs, for the most part, seem to have the best numerical increase. But again, there's no statistical. What's interesting about this is you see a lot of A, Bs, and all that, and we can go into that, but there was more statistical difference with the visual ratings for dicamba. So you can a lot of times you see on the left-hand side the dicamba rating the 7 days after application of the recovery spray, really high. But then you see at the end of the season rating on the right-hand side, recovered pretty nicely. Now, we all know that basically dicamba is not as hard on cotton, if you will, as the 2,4-D. So again, a lot of statistical variance in the visual ratings from the early season right after injury and to the end of the season. But I think the take-home message on this is there's still no statistical difference in the yield. I also want to point out that the average for the whole plot for the dicamba was 900 pounds. Okay, the 2,4-D, it was actually inverse of the dicamba. There was a lot more yield variation. There was statistical difference between the treatments and the uncontreated control. In this study here, we actually found that we were doing more damage with certain products. Of course, it's palicide, which we all know is not labeled for cotton. That was one, and then the Endomane and Avantagrow was actually statistically different from the uncontreated control, but not statistically different from just the dicamba oxygen treatment alone. For the visual ratings on this, there's no lettering there because there was no statistical difference. Again, the average from this one for the 2,4-D treatments, 725. So the plant mapping, again, we're trying to figure out where these bulbs are coming from. Most interesting point, or two, to really take home from this is on the uncontreated control, as you would expect, most of your yield is coming from first positions. That's not necessarily the case for all the treatments. Once the cotton was injured from the auxin, most of your yield was coming from your vegetative bulbs, especially with the radiate product there, heavy, and you'll see that on the next slide as well for the 2,4-D. Again, kind of emphasizing the same point as you expect, traditionally cotton plant, most of your yield coming from your first position bulbs. And I don't know if I really emphasize this, but this is average plant bulb numbers per plant out of each treatment. So again, heavy vegetative, again on the radiate, it has the highest amount of vegetative bulbs. So in conclusion, much as we already know, cotton is way more susceptible at this, like I said, the 1/10th and the 1/200th rate, 20 times more susceptible, and even at the 200th rate, or the 20x rate, it was still lesser yield, the 900 and the 725. Like I've emphasized this before, but the dicamba recovery treatment showed no statistical yield difference. And then on the 2,4-D, we had two treatments that actually reduced yield. So it can actually be, you can induce more damage by after you had the injury. Going back to that, I didn't emphasize that. The second highest yielding treatment for the 2,4-D was a do nothing. So whereas we just sprayed the 2,4-D and it come back with anything. Radiate was the only product that we saw in the dicamba and the 2,4-D side that was in the top third, or I think it was top four, matter of fact, that for the yield rating. And right now, going forward, we think targeting more on hormonal, not your plant growth regulators, but your hormonal treatments going forward. That would be your Avantagrow and your Radiate. That's the one I think we're going to probably look at going into that future research. I think we're going to probably look at them, and I'll be interested in talking to anybody in industry or other specialists across the country to get your ideas on this, what products and what rates and what timings we may look at, whether we do substantial applications or higher rates or what we may actually do. Another thing I didn't emphasize on this study, it was furrow irrigated. Now, I'd really be interested to seeing if we did the same study on a dry land basis. I don't think you would see the bouncing back. I mean, we all know water is going to help the plant recover from the injury, and it definitely seemed to be the case in this study as well. So with that, thank you for Cotton Incorporated for sponsorship and all the different industry folks that gave us the 8 different products that we use in this trial. Much appreciated. So at this time, I'll take questions, and thank you.